Seth Meyers is sick of the pandemic. He says, it's like my soul has a hangnail. The sun goes down at 5. I'm wearing a whole outfit made of SNL swag from 15 years ago, watching 20 minutes of some Belgian Netflix drama before I realize I've watched it already. He's happy there are more vaccines out there. He says, so it turns out you can just buy more of a life-saving vaccine and give more of it out, and both Republicans and Democrats will thank you for it? I'm no political genius, but that seems like a slightly better strategy than, I don't know, personally trying to spread the disease to as many people as you can, like President Outbreak Monkey? Trevor Noah shared that many black people are suspicious of the medical community because that community has betrayed them again and again. And Trevor said, you're not going to trust people who've betrayed you that many times unless you're Mike Pence. But unfortunately, this mistrust actually hurts black people because these vaccines are safe. Believe me on this, white people would never let Martha Stewart get one if it were dangerous. From the rap, Scott Baio's attempt to beef with Patton Oswalt backfired after the comedian noticed that the Happy Days actor replied to a tweet in which he was named but not tagged. Patton wrote, oh yikes, I didn't even at this guy. Poor sap searches his name on Twitter. No one dunk on him. This is really depressing. Bugsy Malone's still a great movie, right? Bugsy Malone is a film Scott Baio starred in when Scott Baio was 16. This started last week when Patton Oswalt tweeted, hey guys, I'm at the DuPont Circle Pinkberry for the hashtag Trump inauguration. I'm here with four Proud Boys, their moms, and Scott Baio. Did we get the address wrong? Help me out. This Minuteman costume is super itchy. Scott Baio responded, saying, poor Oswalt needs two prescriptions, one for his TDS and one for his STD itch. What's TDS? It's Trump derangement syndrome. The Palmer Report chimed in, saying, Scott Baio trying to dunk on Patton Oswalt is like me trying to dunk on Michael Jordan. The Interrobang reports that Party Down is coming back. So what's Party Down, you ask? I asked as well. It's a show from 2009 that was on Stars with a Z, which is why none of us saw it. It lasted 2 seasons and 20 episodes. The show is coming back for a limited 6-episode revival. I'd never heard of this, and I checked with some people I used to work with in comedy radio. They hadn't heard of it either. But over the weekend, I started watching it. It's on Hulu. I'm going to give it the Johnny Mac 5 stars, double thumbs up. You should watch Party Down. It's really awesome. The cast, Lizzie Kaplan, Adam Scott, Ken Marino, Ryan Hansen, Jane Lynch, and Martin Starr. They play a bunch of people who are working for a catering place. They all really want to be actors or work in Hollywood. One guy wants to be a scriptwriter, but their careers aren't happening, so they're caterers, and in each episode, wacky hijinks happen. I find the writing on point. I have found that I've laughed out loud several times. Party Down, you should watch this. Executive producer Rob Thomas said, at the end of 2019, the Party Down cast and producers were all reunited at a retrospective for the show hosted by Vulture. We had such a good time, we wanted to find a way to get the team back together again. The cast is so busy these days that finding a window where we can do it may require trigonometry, but we're determined to make it happen. The Interrobang writes, the original show followed a group of people aspiring to work in the entertainment industry in Hollywood, working for a catering company to make ends meet. It's definitely a premise that would lend itself to checking in on these characters and how far they've gotten in Hollywood over 10 years later. Party Down, you should watch it. 5 stars, 2 thumbs up. Speaking of table reads, Deadline tells us the Kings of Queens stars Kevin James, Leah Remini, Victor Williams, Patton Oswalt, and Nicole Sullivan are reuniting virtually for a charity table read for the long-running CBS sitcom. Sidebar, what happened to the Kevin James NASCAR thing? That vanished. I was on Netflix this weekend. They're not even putting it in front of me. Maybe it's because I hit thumbs down so hard I broke the remote. But zero buzz on that, right? But there's zero buzz on like so much on Netflix. The binge doesn't work. You got to go back to old school. I know I'm from the 20th century. But look at something like WandaVision. You put out one episode a week, people talk about it all week, and then you get excited it's out. Mandalorian, same thing. But Netflix goes, here's 6 episodes of a Kevin James NASCAR thing. And it's just like, nobody cares. The King of Queens special charity event will honor series star Jerry Stiller, who passed away in May 2020, and will raise money and awareness for New York City healthcare and arts organization Henry Street Settlement. The classic episode that they're doing does not feature Stiller's character Arthur Spooner. This happens May 12th. Let me count on my fingers. Say it's 9, 10, 11, 12. What's that? Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, which is a random time. People are busy during the day, even during the pandemic, but it'll be on the King of Queens Facebook page, which don't act like you don't follow it. I know you do. March 12th, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ted Lasso won some stuff at the Critics' Choice Awards. Spoilers, the answer is going to be Ted Lasso every time, but the nominees for Best Comedy Series were Better Things, The Flight Attendant, Mom, Pin 15, Rami, Schitt's Creek, What We Do in the Shadows. But shockingly, Schitt's Creek did not win an award. It went to Ted Lasso, Best Comedy Series for the Critics' Choice Awards. Oh, there was more. Nominees for Best Actor in a Comedy Series were Hank Azaria for Brockmire, Matt Berry for What We Do in the Shadows. Listen to Sunday's episode if you like Matt Berry. Nicholas Hoult for The Great, Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek, Rami Youssef for Rami, and somehow Schitt's Creek did not win. The winner was Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. Critics' Choice getting it done. Oh, there's more. The nominees for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series were Lacey Goranson for The Conners, Rita Moreno for One Day at a Time, Annie Murphy for Schitt's Creek, Ashley Park for Emily in Paris, Jamie Presley for Mom. Of course, Schitt's Creek won. No, no. Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso. Critics' Choice now ranked number one award show. Forget about the Emmys, Oscars, Golden Globes. Forget about them. Critics' Choice Awards. You guys clearly have taste. Also, I don't believe they gave anything to Adam Sandler. I should fact check that, but I'll go with the joke. Critics' Choice Awards. You guys rule. Today's episode of Daily Comedy News brought to you by Palace Intrigue. That's a podcast about the royal family. You may have noticed Meghan Markle was on TV speaking to Oprah Winfrey. Did this make your newspapers? Did this make your newsfeed? Yeah, it did. Are random people in the street talking to you about it? Yes, they are. Palace Intrigue. It's like this, minus comedy, plus royal family. Your host, Mark Francis, does 5-6 minutes about the royals every day. And yeah, this week, it's huge. I see the numbers, the downloads off the charts. I woke up Monday morning and checked the stats because I'm crazy and I check the stats on this show as well. And I thought they hadn't loaded the Monday stats yet. And I was looking at Sunday stats, but no. Monday morning by 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, Monday had outstripped Sunday. People are talking about this Meghan Markle thing. So if you want to keep up on the latest gossip, Meghan and Harry versus the Queen, Charles, Kate Middleton, William, Camilla, nobody likes Camilla. It's called Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Meghan Markle versus the royal family is not the only matchup of Americans and Brits this week. Oh no, have you voted yet in comedy's top dog this week? Two-time defending champion American John Mulaney takes on Ricky Gervais. Jerry McLean was on Instagram at Daily Comedy News and said, I might be British, but James Acaster reminded me why Ricky is a bullying turd who picks up on low-hanging fruit for comedy. It's Mulaney for me this time, but I'm still a jinx. You guys can vote at Daily Comedy News. John Mulaney versus Ricky Gervais, who is comedy's top dog. Another popular British comedian. We have a theme here today. It's a coincidence. Nick Frost shared that he could have been in Star Wars, but didn't want to. He was on a podcast called Celebrity Catch-Up, Life After the Thing I Did. That is a long title, guys. But Nick Frost talked about Disney not offering him much money. He said, it was only a little bit, but I was like, it's really small. The pay's rubbish. I've got a family. I don't do this for free. I mean, I like Star Wars. I like watching it. I don't want to watch it and think, look at your ugly mug. There's a part of me that thinks, you could have been in Star Wars. I tend not to look backwards at all, so that doesn't really affect me as a choice I took because I think, well, it's done. I've made the decision. Of course, there is The Mandalorian. He might appear in the future. From JustJared.com, your home for comedy news, Jessica Kirsten is calling out Bethany Frankel. Why? Jessica Kirsten spoke out on Twitter after the Real Housewives star criticized Meghan Markle for not being able to handle royal fame. See, everyone's talking about Meghan Markle. You should download Palace Intrigue and subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. Bethany Frankel criticized Meghan Markle for not being able to handle royal fame, saying, cry me a river. Jessica Kirsten jumped in and said, I was the warm-up comic on your failed morning talk show, and you were a total bitch to me. For months, you never said hello, and you ordered me around like a dog. One day, I walked off the set because I had enough of your shit. Have a great day. Nice job, Jessica Kirsten. If you were planning on hitting up the Great American Comedy Festival in Norfolk this June, cancel your hotel. The board of directors voted not to continue the plans for 2021. You know why. Yeah. David Koechner was going to headline. Wayne Brady was going to be the gala headliner. The executive director said, we never imagined when we canceled the 2020 festival last year that we'd be facing the same uncertainties and challenges in the spring of 2021. Yeah, that sucks. All right. In the last episode, you may recall I left you hanging with Fozzie Bear news because my voice ran out and I just was like a jerk. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you about Fozzie Bear because I got no voice left. Today, I got voice from WKBW, the National Comedy Center. See, that's where I left the cliffhanger. Now we pick up. The National Comedy Center is full of history, telling tales of famous and successful comedians, but they were missing one very fuzzy one, and now he's there. Fozzie Bear, yes, the executive director of the National Comedy Center, conveniently located in Jamestown, New York, which is not conveniently located to anything, I'm sorry. Even the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown are like, you guys are out of the way. The executive director said, it's only appropriate that the Muppets resident stand-up struggling comedian is now on display in our galleries. It is an original Fozzie Muppet. It's on loan from the Jim Henson Collection in Atlanta. The director says every visitor that passes by Fozzie stops and enjoys. WNY Family Magazine called us a must destination for people with families with children. And I Love New York called us one of the top family-friendly activities in all of New York State. People come thinking they'll spend a couple hours and leave saying, I should have planned to spend a couple days. There's so much to see here, including now Fozzie Bear. Are you on your way? You should go. Say you were in New York City and you wanted to head to Jamestown, New York. Google Maps tells me it's just a 6-hour, 15-minute drive. It's only 395 miles. I'm going to go 7 hours to Montreal someday for their comedy festival. Why wouldn't you go to Jamestown, New York, 6 hours, 31 minutes from here? Or maybe you're my good friend Glenn. He lives somewhere in New Jersey. It's only 5 hours and 47 minutes, Glenn. Why aren't you going? Or maybe you're my friend Mike, who lives in Cleveland. I'm doing shout-outs today. Hey, Mike, 2 hours, 16 minutes, 145 miles from Cleveland. Is the National Comedy Center, whatever the hell it's called, not conveniently located? Obviously it is. Just 2 hours and 16 minutes from Cleveland, Ohio, in Jamestown, New York. You should go. Fozzie Bear will only be there through the spring and summer. So you got to go. You got to make plans. Because if you wait till October, you're going to get there. You'll be like, I drove 6.5 hours and there's no Fozzie Bear. How mad are you going to be? If you like what I do and you found that bit funny, you can give me $5 on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And if you didn't find it funny, I don't deserve your coffee. Follow the show on Spotify. Subscribe wherever you get your shows. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, your podcast app. You're somehow listening to me now. You've figured out something. Just take the one extra step and hit subscribe. I will see you tomorrow.